Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of John, chapter 11, verses 25 and 26, and then a reading from 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 54. First from book of John. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And then from 1 Corinthians. "When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written and will be fulfilled, 'Death has been swallowed up in victory.' This is the word of God for the people of God."
Thanks be to God. Amen. We have been talking about fear of loneliness and being left out, and the fear of the others, and fear of division, and fear of the unknown future. And today, we are going to talk about the fear of getting old, sick, and dying. I think it is the fear that everyone has now or will have. And what's interesting is, when it comes to fear in the Bible, I think the Bible seems inconsistent. It's confusing. At some point, God keeps saying again and again, "Do not fear, do not fear, do not be afraid." But on the other hand, it says, the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord leads you to the life. It's a little bit confusing. Then are those two fears the same? The confusion happens because of the limit of the translation from Hebrew to English. When it say, fear of the Lord, fear of the Lord leads us, you and me, to life. The fear is erat. It is not the fear of being horrified, scared, or terrified. It is a feeling of being overwhelmed by God's power and mighty. It is a feeling of being overwhelmed by God's forgiveness, love, grace, and mercy. So it is what you feel when you think of God's unconditional love and countless blessings. So when we feel that, we can't do anything but what God wants us to do. That's the only thing we can do. That's why we don't fear God as an angry God. In a better translation, we may say we are overwhelmed by God's presence in our lives as we have holy respect and awe in God. So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we get to know who God is and how big God is in our lives. And we find ourselves overwhelmed by how awesome God is. And this sense of being overwhelmed by God, it drives out all the other kinds of fear in our lives. So we find in the Bible, it says, "Of whom shall I be afraid? If the God who I worship and love, if the God is the awesome God who is more powerful than anything else, of whom shall I fear? If God loves me, God knows your name and my name, and God embraces you and me." And when it gets to the point that we know that God is greater than anything, and even death, why should we afraid? Fear the death. And the main point of all of this sermon series on fear and faith, it is our faith in God and God's presence in our lives. It leads us come close to God and it drives out all fear out of our lives. So my wife, she was a campus minister at NIU. One of the campus ministry we had at the time was a table community with college students, staff, and faculties. So every Sunday evening, we had more than 100, sometimes 150 every Sunday evening. It was a beautiful ministry. And I think last year, maybe in April, a few of them came to our church and they gave you a presentation. And do you remember a tall guy, big guy among them? You know what? One day he talked to me. Actually, he used to be a football player, but he got injured on his knee, so he stopped playing the game. And now he was studying rehabilitation, physical rehabilitation, and he graduated this year. And one day he said, "Paul, I think I have a little bit of pain on my knee." Okay. And he continued, "I feel like I'm an old man, maybe like 35 something. By the way, Paul, you're not that old, right?" So I gave him an angry looking. Maybe to him, 35 years old is old enough. And the worst thing is, something worse was, he got married last year, and his father-in-law is 1 year younger than me. Oh boy. And on that weekend, I got a call from my mother. She said, "Paul, now you are a middle-aged man. You are in your 40s. You gotta check your blood pressure and cholesterol level. You gotta be careful." So I said, "Okay, Mom, I will." I know, I'm still young. I'm going to keep saying that, I'm young. But I think fear plays a big role in our lives when we are growing older. And I think about the fear of losing our mind when you think about growing older. Let me just ask you, how many of you have forgotten somebody's name whom you have known for years? And how many of you have forgotten where you put your keys? Yeah, I see your hand. Where you put your keys or forgotten something you should have known? You might have asked yourself, "Am I having some kind of early stage of memory issue or Alzheimer or dementia? Do I have something wrong? Am I having something wrong?" You know what? It might be one of the signs of an early Alzheimer, but most of the cases, it is a sign you grow older and your brain slows down a little bit, little bit, little bit, and filters things going on around you. That's it. That's it. If that happened to you, let me just comfort you. My wife and I tell you again, I'm young and my wife is young. But that happens at my home. I sometimes forget my key. Where's my key? Where did I do that? And my wife, one time, found her cell phone in the freezer. It happened to all the people, most of people. It is the fear that most people have as they are growing old. That's why you see so many kinds of commercials on television, internet, or newspaper. And those commercials are telling me there are so many kinds of diseases that I may have. Actually, I have never heard that, most of them. Then, all of a sudden, I feel like, I wonder, I may have it. And that may fix me. That's why about $4.5 billion every year is spent on television or so many kind of advertising stuff directly to the consumers on sickness. You might have that one, and this one may treat you well. And it takes us to think about worry. It is about the worry. We begin to worry whenever we see that. And worry is grabbing a possibility of something that can happen in the future and bringing into our day, today, into the present. It is awfulizing and imagining a negative future that may never happen, but we bring that worry into our lives very today. Maybe that's why Jesus says, "Who among you, by worrying, can add a single moment to your life?" It is like, stop worrying. Stop worrying about tomorrow. Instead, focus on today and live your day in the present and find the blessing and the beauty of life God has given to you. Then, how do we do that? How can we practice that living today? There are so many practices that help us less worry about things going on around us and help us calm. So many therapists, they suggest exercise and taking a walk in the forest. Green forest help us calm and less worry. So you may go to the San Ysidro Park or Hennepin Canal. And some people listen to the music. Some people run. And some people take a couple of minutes of taking deep breathing. It helps us be mindful and anchored in the present. When you start to feel anxious, to hear so many things happening around us, you may stop and breathe. Breathe in for a few seconds and hold it. And breathe out for a few seconds. While doing that for a few minutes, you may find yourself calm and anchored into the present. And a friend of mine who is a pastor in our conference, she sets 4 alarms during the days, every day. Whenever the alarm goes off, she stops everything, whatever she was doing. She stops and take a deep breathing. And she said, it was her breathing prayer, finding God's presence in our daily lives. I hope it helps you and me. And let's go back to today's fear, fear of growing old. When we think about growing old, there are a bunch of things we think about. We may think about irrelevant. It is like, now I'm older in this such youth-oriented culture. Everything has to be new. That is one of the reasons we need a community to support one another in love. And what's interesting is, when we open the Bible, you are not going to find any of retirement story. Anything about retirement. I think we should have some kind of a story or guideline about the retirement life, but you're not going to find that in the Bible. But instead, you will find so many people who probably in their retirement age, they are called by God to do something. And think about that. After growing older, after retirement, usually you don't work full-time for a living, and you are now free to do what God wants you to do all the time. You are free to minister people. You are free to care about the people. You are free to volunteer your time in service, and you are free to mentor people. And you are free to go somewhere you have never been before. Maybe after this pandemic era, you may do that. And I thought, you could go somewhere. You could do something new. And I think our last years are meant to be our best years of all. That's why we find in the Bible, not all, but so many heroes in the Bible, they were called after their retirement age. You find Abraham and Sarah. You find Moses and Elijah. So many of them. And the Bible gives us the story of their senior years. And you know what? I have my plan for my retirement time. It's coming in 20 years. And I'm so happy, excited. I'm looking forward to do that. And I believe God is going to do something amazing. And let me ask you, for all the things happening in your retirement life, are you open to God working in your life? Are you open to that? Are you allowing God to do something amazing to guide you and lead you after your retirement life? And there is still one more real and fundamental issue remained. That is death, the last moment of our life. We are afraid of what happens at the moment we breathe the last. We don't know when it would be. And our brain is designed to push that back as far as possible. It is like our brain keeps saying and giving a sign, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Please. That's really good. That's really good. It is meant to protect us, but when the life is over, when the life is over, what can we do? Apostle Paul says, we have a building not built by human hands, but by God, an eternal house in heaven. So death is not the end. We don't know exactly what's going to be, but what's going to happen on the other side is glorious. And this is what the Bible teaches us. Jesus speaks about the house, and he says, do not let your heart be troubled. You believe in God and believe in me. In my Father's house, there are plenty of rooms, and I have one for you. We have faith in God, and we believe in Jesus Christ's resurrection, and it is promised to the children of God, all the children of God. And we don't just believe it. We count on it. But the problem is, we still feel small and we feel afraid before the fact that our life is so limited and our last minute is coming. That is real. Last December, you remember one day, I got up early in the morning and I felt a pain on my chest, on my left side, and I felt my heartbeat beating so fast and irregular. Trust me, I was so scared to death. I was so scared whether it's going to be a heart attack or not. I haven't thought about that before, but all of a sudden, death become a real issue. And at the moment, what I was scared about, concerned about more than my life was the people that I love. I was kind of out of my mind, and I prayed to God, God, okay, I get it. It's yours. My life is yours. You give and you take. But what about Rosa? She's sleeping very next to me. What if I die and she finds me dead in the morning? How can she handle it? How can she live her life? What about my parents, my family? And what about my church people, God? I was so scared. But at the moment, I felt like God was smiling and nudging. I am with Rosa. God was like saying to me, I am with your parent. And I am with your church people. Just like I am with you. No worry. No worry. I think that is life. That is life. We don't know when is our last moment. We don't know what's going to happen. And we can't argue with God about our life. And we don't know when it will be. But one thing that is clear is that we have faith in God, that God is with us always, all the time. God is with us, and God loves us. God knows our names, and God is going to empower us to live today with boldness and with faith. And when we trust in God, it drives our fear away. And we feel God is leading our days, our life. Amen.